And now we'll read some of your letters. Our interview last week with Doug Suttles, Chief Operating Officer of BP, upset many listeners. Karen Montisha Rest of Bellevue, Nebraska asks, how can anyone take Mr. Suttles seriously about anything? He says BP has no reason to underestimate the amount of oil spewing from the Deep Horizon's well. The fact is that damages against BP in all the coming civil suits against BP will be based on the size of the spill. BP has every reason in the world to underestimate the damage it has caused. Mr. Suttles has no credibility, but Scott Simon treated him with entirely too much deference. Sharon O'Dare in Alabama noted that Mr. Suttles, quote, asserted that residents in the Gulf Coast have not soured on oil drilling since it's been going on for decades. She continues, I am a resident of the Gulf Coast, and I would like to see oil drilling in the Gulf stopped. Allowing public opinion to be dictated by those at the top, whether BP officials or U.S. senators like Mary Landrieu, is reprehensible. We'll add that all members of Louisiana's congressional delegation of both parties have recently said that they still support offshore drilling, as long as it's safe. Last week, NPR's Elizabeth Blair explored why Michael Patrick King decided to set Sex in the City 2 in Abu Dhabi.
Desert moons, Scheherazade, magic carpets,
camels.
This brought this response from Richard Gross in Dubai. What was Michael Patrick King thinking? Abu Dhabi is the United Arab Emirates version of Washington, D.C., with about as much excitement and Arabian exoticism. They should have just come to Dubai. We have camels. Our interview with singer Betty Levette brought a complaint of sorts from Aaron Robinson of Kirkland, Washington. Enough, he writes. Yet again, NPR has brought to my attention another outstanding artist that is not widely known. I'm having to constantly enlarge my music collection based almost exclusively on NPR interviews with artists. Well done on offering your listeners something new to consider. You mean all things considered? Ah, nobody would ever call a news show that.
If you want to sing the blues, you gotta pay some dues, 'cause it ain't coming easy. You don't have to shout or thrash all about. You can take it real easy.
We welcome your comments. To send us an email, just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. We're also on Twitter. I tweet at NPR Scott Simon, all one word. The entire Weekend Edition staff is at NPR Weekend.